Good morning, Rod. It's Tim Carter. How are you today?
Hello.
Hey, Rod. How you doing? You got to turn that radio down, buddy.
It's off.
Okay.
Tim, just I would like to know what your feeling is towards solar energy in this part of the country, if it's feasible, if it's worth installing, and you know, if there's anybody in the local area who specializes in that, and I'll just hang up and listen to your comment.
Okay, that's fine. It's a great question about solar energy working here in town. All right, now here's the bottom line. There's two types of solar. We have what we call active and passive, and it was really popular back in the 1970s when we had the first energy crisis, and I actually went to a couple of conferences about it. And at that time, the determination was that here in the greater Cincinnati area, we don't have enough sunny days to make what we call active solar work, and even worse yet, to a degree, passive solar. The problem being, and here's what it comes down to, and I've written about this, and I actually talked about this on NPR radio back about 6 weeks ago. It all boils down to a matter of payback, meaning if you know, and here's the thing, though, we're eventually going to get there, but we're not there just yet. In other words, the technology, the cost of what you have to spend to get a system that potentially works, it could take many, many, many years for you just to break even, you know, in energy savings. The better solution, in my opinion, is, and this is what I think a lot of people are forgetting this, is that go ahead and just build a house with just fantastic systems right now, good insulation, the best windows and doors, the highest efficiency natural gas furnaces, and just use less fuel. I mean, in other words, not only put in a programmable thermostat, but I don't want to see the thermostat in your house set above 62. Now, most people are going to say, you are crazy. And I'm going to argue the point and say, you know what, I'm not. You're just going to put more clothes on. You're going to wear long underwear around the house. You're going to wear a fleece. You might even wear a hooded sweatshirt and two pairs of socks. But I'll tell you what, if you do that and at nighttime you really crank back your thermostat, you're going to see heating bills like you used to have 15 years ago. I mean, I'm not kidding. You're going to use very little natural gas. But, you know, too many people want to have that thing set at 72 or 74. They leave it on all day while they're at work. They leave it on at night while they're sleeping. And then they wonder why. I'll tell you what it's like. It's like taking your car out into the driveway, leaving it run, and putting a brick on the accelerator, you know, and letting that engine, the RPMs, go up to about 2,500 while it's just sitting there and you're not even driving the car around. That's how insane it is to keep that thermostat at 72. So if you to make a long story short, solar energy, it works in certain part of the country. You want to put solar energy in Phoenix, down south in certain areas in the southwest, where they don't have a lot of clouds most of the time, it works, dude. I mean, it works really well. But here in Cincinnati, how many days can we go with all these gray clouds? Gray, 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 clouds, 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 clouds. And you're not getting any solar. You're getting very, very little. So it just doesn't work that well. But it's going to work, but not yet.